from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let the games begin. The Olympics, the opening ceremony is today. John, you are a big Olympics guy.
I am. I love the Olympics. Because, yes, there are sports that we get a chance to see on the regular, but there's others that we only care about every 4 years. Call it right or wrong, just I think I'm kind of your average sports fan regarding that, but it's an opportunity to showcase some of the talent, and anytime you put the flag next to it, USA and the American flag, now all of a sudden, it matters just a little bit more.
So we've got a top 10 Olympic sports to watch. Courtesy of Jansen. This is John Jansen's definitive good old-fashioned American list of the top 10 Olympic sports to watch. John, take it away.
I'm going to start at number 10. And number 10 for me is one that it kind of varies in years, but it's one that you get a chance to see Americans, you get a chance to see some great stories. That's swimming.
Okay.
And I don't pay attention.
Only number 10.
It's only number 10. And I know this one would be a lot higher for most because the number of events that happen in swimming, the number of gold medals. Yes. I am. All of those, the ones that include all the strokes. Yeah.
Katie Ledecky is going to be dominant again.
I don't, and it's one of those things where you look at it and you see the breaststroke, you see the butterfly, the freestyle, the backstroke, and they're all different distances. It will dominate a large portion of the broadcast because there are so many events, men's and women's. Thanks, Stoney. But it is one that it's in my top 10. And like I said, sometimes it's a little bit higher, sometimes it's a little bit lower, but right now this year it comes in at 10. Number 9 for me, boxing. And boxing for me, this is... Save the Roy Jones Jr. back in 88 that was very controversial. Boxing anymore feels like it has, it's almost non-existent.
Right, that's, I'm shocked there's it's
no,
here.
Well, there's no Tyson, there's no, the show isn't there. Obviously, there's no Muhammad Ali.
Right.
George Foreman,
Right, so who are these names? I mean, I guess that's part of the Olympics is you'll learn them along the way.
But sure.
The sport itself, to me, feels like it's dated.
Well, yeah, it does feel that way. But, in regards to, okay, so you've got Roscoe Hill.
Who?
Yeah. He is, all of these things get actually started today, but it's men's and women's boxing.
Sure.
But I think it's the purest form of this sport. It's where you can look and say, I just want to see the sport without the drama, without it being
a circus,
a version of the WWF where you're wondering like, well, okay, what does this matchup even mean? To me, boxing, whether it's Alyssa Mendoza, Amari Jones, Jennifer Lozano, like there are some names. Nobody knows. That's the beauty of the Olympics. Nobody knows these boxers, but all of a sudden, they're thrust into the spotlight for a little better than 2 weeks. Volleyball is my number 8. And it's just a sport that I think is fun to watch. Volleyball here in the U.S., especially youth volleyball, has skyrocketed in popularity. And whether it's men's or women's, it's just, I think the athletes are phenomenal athletes. The ability, their leaping ability, their athleticism, they hit that ball so hard, whether it's a spike or it's a serve. It just, to me, it's one of those where you're just kind of amazed that they have reached that level of competition. Number 7, okay, here's we get into what people would think. Shooting. I it's a classic Olympic sport. I watch it and I'm amazed at the accuracy. I'm amazed at how calm they can be. And now, okay, there's nothing going on around them. Some of them are timed, some of them are not. Some of them are prone, some of them are standing. Mm-hmm. All of these things, different ways. And it's something that is relatable to me. That's because I like to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at these, and then I'm going to go out to the range. I'm going to be like, okay, I want to try this out. I want to do that. And their pinpoint accuracy is phenomenal to me. Number six, again, this is the Jansen top 10, archery.
Okay, ahead of traditional shooting.
Yes, because I think there's an art to archery.
Yes.
And when I'm bow hunting, it's, you know, everything's a little bit closer for me. Obviously, there's so much more that goes into it. And again, archery, it's very different than bow hunting, but the tools are the same. The pressure is there. The accuracy has to be there. The consistency. But again, it's relatable to things that I do. And I kind of, everybody always runs into it. Like if I was to try and be an Olympic athlete, football, American football, is not an Olympic sport. We didn't talk about flag football in 4 years, but it is one of those things where you're like, huh, could I do it? Answer is no, but it is one of those relatable sports. Number five, beach volleyball.
Okay, I was going to ask your earlier volleyball, was it the indoor or the beach? You've separated them.
I have separated them because they are two separate sports, two on two. We've all been to the beach. We've all played our version of beach volleyball. For them to be able to cover the amount of ground that they do and the teamwork that it requires, both men's and women's, again, I think it is, I am awed by the athletic ability of Olympians in sports that everybody's played beach volleyball at some point. To watch them do what they do is unbelievable.
Well, and the U.S. had that dominant duo for years, right? Misty May and Kerry Walsh.
Yeah.
Helps when you're winning, too. All right, you're in the top four now.
Yeah, and some of these are obviously influenced by my Michigan background. 45 athletes that are competing in these games for, I think it's 22 different countries, have ties to the University of Michigan. 11 athletes that competed for Michigan last year. We've got 8 coaches. And so I'm looking at rowing.
Rowing in the top four?
Well, okay. So I mentioned influence.
Okay.
What's my daughter doing?
I know.
Okay, so I have a vested interest and watch with her. We could sit there and talk about, hey, 4 years, maybe you could be an Olympic athlete. I passed the torch from being the athlete of the family to my kids long ago. And this is one where I have learned a lot more about this sport in the last couple of years, and it's just interesting. Basketball comes in at number three, both men's and women's. The standard is there. It's a gold medal, and anything less would be an embarrassment. In the men's basketball side of things, things have narrowed because there are so many NBA players playing for so many different countries. And I think, what is it, the U.S., obviously LeBron, we saw what he has done already in the Olympics. And you could set aside your thinking of LeBron. AD, when he played last time, he was, I think, the sole reason that they came away with gold. I love the fact that so many stars did not want to participate in the Olympics, but AD said, I'm gonna play. I'm gonna win. He is the leading scorer in Olympic history. He's gonna add to that total. To me, for these guys to make that sacrifice in the offseason and to go win a gold medal, I think is so much fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Number two, wrestling. It's a very traditional Olympic sport. This is where the meathead comes out of me, and this is going to be very much the number two and number one, because I think you're probably sitting there going, what's number one?
I am thinking that.
A lot of Michigan athletes, a lot of Michigan wrestlers. Mason Paris is going to be in Paris competing. He won the Heisman Trophy for wrestling a couple of years ago in college athletics, the Dan Hodge Trophy. But my number one, this is so meathead, weightlifting.
No!
I pick things up, and I put them down. I lift very heavy things. The amount of weight that is lifted, the technique that they use, the strength, the power, it all excites me, and I only get a chance to watch it once every 4 years. That is the one that I am most excited to watch in the next 2 weeks. So and trust me, I know I'm going to have to dig for it. It's not going to be the headline.
No.
It's not going to be the one. It's going to be swimming. It's going to be track and field. Everybody's going to be watching those. I will be looking for, and I have downloaded the 2024 Paris Olympics app so that I can, one, see it when it happens live, but then I can also find out exactly where it's going to be showing on the big screen.
No track and field.
No.
No, no 100 meter sprint, no 400 meter relay.
Can't relate. I can't relate.
Pole vault, hurdles.
Yeah, I mean shot put,
shot
discus.
Put, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you shot put at all?
I did. Yeah, in high school. Yeah. High jumped, but no.
High jump.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's some ups.
I got some ups
for a young John Jansen. Yes. Your top 10: swimming, boxing, volleyball, shooting, archery, beach volleyball, rowing, basketball, wrestling, and number one, weightlifting. All right, let them have it, people. 248-539-9797. The Olympics start today with the opening ceremony. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.